What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. Today, we are going to talk about some amazing resources. So let's go ahead and get into it. We have two beautiful women with us. And as you already know, we start off with who is the guest. So we're going to start with Miss VR because you've seen her face before. But please let us know who you are and let's go ahead and get into this conversation.
Awesome. First, Brianna, thank you so much for hosting this. Welcome to What's Good Podcast. Hi, I'm VR Small. I'm the founder and CEO for the Veteran Women's Enterprise Center. It's a national initiative headquartered here in Dallas, Texas, but there's more to me than VWEC. I'm also a moderator, a motivator, and educator, and so I'm here to connect with you on whatever platform makes most sense. So just don't think of me as VWEC. There's more to me.
Absolutely. And we have Ms. Shakia. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I'm super excited to be here. Again, I'm Shakia Kegler Gray. I am the program manager at Black Ambition, also a veteran, Navy veteran at that. And I also am a business owner at the same time. So I've worn multiple different hats, and I'm constantly moving around and navigating. And my goal is to continue to make sure that there are access to opportunities in any vertical that I am working in for our community, whether it's women, veterans, minorities, making sure that there are access to opportunities in any of the things that I am doing. I feel like one of my purposes here is to be a connector. So I am a connector. I'm also a speaker as well. I speak about the importance of being resilient and continuing to push through even during some of the tryingest moments. So that's just a little bit about me. And I'm excited to share more about some of the things that we have going on and also just diving deeper.
Absolutely. Well, that's a really great segue, because as I mentioned before we got started today is that we're going to talk about a bunch of resources. So I'm going to pass it over to Ms. VR to let us know why we're here today.
Awesome. So as many of you know, the Veteran Women's Enterprise Center, as I said, is headquartered here in Dallas. But we have a mission, and our mission is to empower entrepreneurial women associated with the military to successfully scale. Now, that group includes veterans, of course, first and foremost, but we also serve active duty, reservists, and military spouse now across more than 35 states as well as internationally. Today, and this is our eighth year, we've engaged more than 4,000 individuals and reinvest more than $250,000 through our grant and pitch competitions focused on strategic growth. Today, we actually have an opening in our Next Level Business Transformation Program, more favorably known as NLBT. If you're interested, you need to email us and let us know you are interested in being a potential candidate. And we are going to fill that slot ASAP because that program has already started. Coming up, which will be officially announced during National Small Business Week, is our DSG program. Brianna is a graduate. That's our Dallas Strategic Growth Accelerator. It will kick off at the end of June, so you'll have over a month to get your applications in. All of the details will come out during National Small Business Week because we want to celebrate and we want to be a true resource to you. And so DSG runs for about 5 months. It's a full day on Tuesdays, a half a day on Thursdays by option, with our group co-working to give you more support. It's waived. And at the end, there is a $10,000 grant for at least three people to get away with some money. But you know me, I'm always brokering deals. So we already have two banks and we need two more. We're going to make sure that everyone that graduates gets a $2,500 matching grant so you can open up a new line of credit, because we want to make sure you have money to do all the things you need to do to grow your business. Now, you might go to our website and you see a lot of women of color. The Veteran Women Enterprise Center is for all veteran women, regardless of your ethnicity, regardless of your age, and regardless of your gender. So if you don't see yourself on our website, that's because you have not gotten connected yet. And we want you to get connected. And we want to be that connector. You've seen our slogan, connecting you is what we do. And so that's why we're here with Black Ambition today, because we know that there are so many resources out there. We want to help you navigate that platform so that you can get connected to the resources you need to succeed. So just a couple of our programs, but go to our website, come to our events, get and stay connected so that you can really grow your business, because that's our jam, strategic growth. And so I'm going to turn it back over to Brianna. If you want to share a little bit about your experience with DSG to get them excited, or you can just roll right on to Shakia.
I definitely want to add some things to that, because my experience with DSG was just simply amazing. Literally peeling the layers of my business, getting the foundation together was definitely pivotal to how I got to where I am today. And so if you are not tapped in, when I say tap into these resources, it's just amazing. I mean, thinking from a contractor to actually thinking like an entity, it's a big difference as far as a mindset. So tap in the way she said, because if you are not connected, that means it's your fault, because we are providing all the resources today to help you in your business and where you are to get to the next level. So definitely make sure you go to the website, social media, all the above, so you can tap in and sign up for these programs. With that being stated, we have some more resources that we're going to share today. We're going to go ahead and give it to Shakia so we can talk about Black Ambition.
Absolutely. So again, thank you for this opportunity and being here. As a business owner and a woman veteran myself, I understand the importance of having access to these opportunities. And also, I understand how small of the window of opportunity can be for us sometimes. So thank you so much, Ms. VR, for, you know, the work that you're doing at VWEC. So that is impactful work. And the way that we work, you know, Black Ambition is a nonprofit organization that was founded by Pharrell Williams in 2020 with the mission and the goal of making sure that underrepresented founders had access to opportunities to build and scale, but also to help decrease that wealth gap. What that looks like is investing in different entrepreneurs who have businesses that are looking to scale and grow into the future. That over the last 5 years, we've had the opportunity to invest more than $13 million in underrepresented founders who are building businesses of the future. Of that, that is 131 of our founders that have went through our prize competition. In addition to that, those same founders went on to generate over $265 million in revenue. And then they've also went on to raise over $280 million in capital. So those numbers are a little bit older, right? Probably like a week or two old, but some of our founders are actively seeking investment. And then in addition to that, scaling the business and growing and continuing to, you know, pour into the community looks like hiring. So they're also hiring at a rate of 4.3. So providing jobs to communities that they represent and support, which is a huge deal to us. We have multiple different programs, but our key program right now is our Black Ambition Prize competition. And it's the 2025 competition. And we focus on five different verticals. So consumer products and goods and services. We focus on media and entertainment, technology, artificial intelligence, and healthcare. So those are our five verticals that we focus on and we invest in, right? You know, it's a wide range, and we get a lot of businesses you know, who are interested to see how they fit into these categories. And it really allows us to, you know, be creative and work with them on some of the ideas that they have to scale and grow, which is also extremely amazing. Our investments range from 20K to 100K in investments. In addition to the investments, we have a three strategy approach. So it's capital, that's the investment piece, coaching, and then also the community aspect of it. We are constantly providing ways and spaces to put our founders in front of audiences that need the product or services that they are providing, but also just building their existence on a global scale as well. In May of next week, you know, with, you know, Pharrell, we leverage a lot of his access and his experience as well, which is also a huge benefit, a huge added component, but we get to leverage that, those insights that we have. So in about 2 weeks, we'll be in New York at the Louis Vuitton headquarters for a learning lab session with some of our founders. So it goes to show, like, the capital is one piece, but we constantly provide spaces and opportunity to pour into the founders, and then also community, because entrepreneurship can get lonely. Okay, that is one thing that I learned along the journey. It can get extremely lonely. So what we focus on doing is curating a community. We have an amazing community manager and communications manager who are, you know, putting information together, putting it out, and building spaces and events that are exclusive for our founders as well. So, and across the U.S., we have our So Ambitious Dinners. We have one coming up in Miami in a few months, actually. So we actually have them like all over. But yeah, that's just a gist of some of the work that we do. Not even kind of dive deep into it. We just waiting to come to
Dallas. Did you hear me? We're just waiting on that ambition, Dallas, ambition dinner to hit Dallas.
Absolutely.
I know you're coming. We're just waiting on that day.
Don't worry. You know what? VWEC will be in there heavy, okay?
I love that. So, Shakia, go ahead and let everyone know that's listening or watching how to sign up, because I know the application process is open. So let them know a little bit, you know, what they can look forward to, what type of answers they need to have, things of that nature.
Absolutely. Thank you for that question. So first things first, go to our website. It's blackambitionprize.com. And to go directly to the application, it'll be blackambitiousprize.com/apply-now. But once you go there, there's a wealth of information on our prize program page. And then we also have a FAQ section to assist and help, you know, understand how we invest, what needs to go into those applications. So the application is actually hosted on a partner platform called Unoodle. It's a super simple process to complete the application when it comes down to just talking about your business. There's also a 90-second video component that needs to be submitted with your application. Now, this is the space where you brag about the work that you've done, that you're doing, and that you plan to do in the future. This is your chance and your opportunity to give us the vision, the way that you see it through your eyes, through your lens. And additionally, that video would be used in a public voting competition that allows you to earn an additional 25K on top of the investment if you are selected as that public voting winner. So you definitely want to put your best foot forward on that 90-second video. Now, when we talk about the application has four major components. So we want to talk about your problem, your solution, your customer acquisition, your team, as well as that 90-second video piece. So in that problem and solution, you really need to think a little bit about, you know, who's having this problem? How big of a scale is this problem? That's what you're going to talk about in your customer acquisition piece. When you talk about your solution, you talk about how you're going to revolutionize, you know, this space. What are you doing to simplify make easy, narrow down the process. What are you doing to do that? How are you changing the world? Or how are you changing the world for this component or this group of people? So that is that space where you talk about that solution. And that's how you kind of give us an understanding of what it is that your business actually does. And then also, when you're talking about the customer acquisition space, that's where you talk about how you're going to acquire customers. What is your business model? One, how are you making money? Because at the end of the day, this is a business, right? So how are you making money? And then also, how are you acquiring those customers, right? Who are the customers in question? What is the segment? How many of them exist? So we can really see how much opportunity is in this space that you're in. So just some of the things to consider when you are applying, when you're going into the application. When we talk about eligibility, because I mentioned a team, each team does have a requirement to have a minimum of 2 team members. One of the team members needs to be the team lead, and they need to reside in the United States. So what does the title of a team lead look like? That's the founder, the CEO, the COO, all of those bigger titles, the executive team, that's what the team lead looks like. When we talk about a team member can range from an independent contractor who's working with you to help bring this vision to life. It can be a W-2 employee. It can be anyone on the team that is helping to take this idea and turn it into something viable and something that can grow legs and stand on its own. So think about it in those regards. Just thinking about how you structure your team. And then also, when you're talking about the team in the application, why is this team the best team to build this solution? Do you have some type of direct connection with the problem or with the issue? Do you have a background your experience that shows that you're an expert in the space to give insight on, you know, this solution and why it is such a necessary solution? So when we're talking about the team in the actual application, make sure you're adding that stuff. Like, let them know why you are the best and the only person who can run this organization. You have to drive it home like that.
I love, love, love that. And so now I want to talk about, because like you mentioned, team, right? I love how you and Ms. VR have come together to provide these resources for your communities, right? And so I want to talk about how you ladies came today to come together for this collaboration.
You want me to go?
Absolutely.
So I got an email that said, hey, how can we connect veteran women? And she led with what she's been leading with every time she has spoken. I'm a Navy veteran and I'm a business owner. And so those of us who are in the industry need to remember, no one knows what you do unless you tell them. And so every opportunity you get to share who you are, you should share all of who you are. I'm not just a woman. I'm a veteran that served. I have a business. And I also work for a great organization. So when she reached out, my email back to her was, look, just tell me what we need to do. Tell me how we need to get connected, because this is my sister in arms. We're both Navy. So anything I can do for you, I'm happy to do for you. And when we talked, she was very clear that, look, I noticed there's not that many veterans. Where are veteran women? You say you serve veteran women. How do we get veteran women connected? And I said, it's just a call. Let's make it happen. And Shakia, if you want to share any more that you got from our conversation, you know, jump on in. But I love that people are reaching out, because we got to reach out to each other and make those connections.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what it was. You know, just as I was speaking about the problem situation, everyone doesn't have that same lived experience as we do. So being in this position, I know that there's no lack of genius when it comes down to women veterans. And I know we have a number of different business opportunities. Some of us are scaling in government contracting, you know, technology, so many different spaces. And sometimes we just don't always have that level of access to those opportunities. So like I mentioned, I'm in this space. I'm going to make sure that we're getting plugged in wherever we can. So in addition to, you know, doing outreach for the program, I said, wait, okay, let me figure out the organizations that are doing the work. Because we don't have the capacity to do every single thing. We need to align ourselves with people that are already in the midst of doing this work, organizations that are already dedicated to the cause. Because the moment, you know, we go out and start doing everything under the sun, it spreads us thin. That's why it's important. It was important for me to reach out to Ms. VR to let her know some of the things that we have going on and to see how we can build something. You know, this is something that we have going on that's been going on for the last 5 years, but how can we build something through our connections, through our relationships, through our access, that's going to be sustainable and provide access for more women veterans. So that is, you know, the gist of the conversation. And it was so cool when we finally got on the call. I was so used to seeing, like, through the research, I was seeing Ms. VR on flyers with all of these big organizations. So I was thinking when we got on the call, it was going to be one of those super corporate-y professional conversations. And when we got on the call, it was a vibe, okay? It was like family meeting. And it's always like that with women veterans or just veterans in general because of the community that we have. But once we got on that call, I was like, okay, these are my people. I'm where I'm supposed to be. So if you are not plugged in or tapped in with VWEC, I'm telling you right now, please. Don't do yourself a disservice by missing out on these, the resources and the opportunities that they currently have available. And that's coming because more is coming.
And I love that because collaboration is so important and it doesn't happen unless we make it happen. And I love that Shakia said, look, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. I want to stay in my lane. How can I find somebody else over here in this lane that's doing what I need to be done? We don't have to duplicate. That's one of the things we say. We try not to duplicate services, to make things that just, it doesn't make sense. So when she reached out, it was like, great. We're not running this program. We've got our little programs that we run, but here's a great opportunity. And I love what Pharrell is doing because now is the time to change the narrative around businesses. When I spoke, and I think that's where you saw me, Shakia, when I spoke on Empower Her with AEO, our partners out of DC, I talked about an article that the Chronicle of Philanthropy had out talking about we have got to invest in businesses. It cannot be a sideshow. We invest in homelessness. We invest in food. We invest in housing. But we don't invest in our businesses. And that is a triple win right there. When we make these women self-sufficient, we are strengthening our families. We are making our communities more vibrant so we have great main streets of businesses that we can support. And we are literally fueling our economy. This is not just an impact investment. This is investment that makes money for all of us. Those tax revenues help all of us. So we don't want our businesses to lose out. We want our businesses to be connected, and it takes an investment. So I just want to say publicly, you know, thank you, the team, everybody at Black Ambition, because it does take a community. It takes a village, and it takes people to recognize the importance of investing in our businesses, and particularly in our veterans, because, you know, I got to speak for my ladies. But all of our businesses are important, but definitely our veteran women, who often are just not even thought about. And we know that's true as veteran women.
I love that. Okay, ladies, well, we are towards the end, but I do, as you both mentioned, I want you to plug in how people can sign up for Black Ambition, social media handles for VWEC, how they can get in touch with you as far as the programs. So let's just plug in social media, websites, all the above.
Absolutely. So again, blackambitionprize.com, that's our website. That's where you're going to find out about all of our different programming, from the Black Ambition Prize that's happening right now that I spoke about earlier, to our Fundable Founders program that just launched as well. So just go to our website. Also, sign up for our newsletter. On our newsletter, we put out opportunities from organizations across the U.S. and then also some globally, because we are also continuing to expand globally, from grant opportunities, pitch competitions, to accelerator programs. Our newsletter is stacked with information. And then also on social media handles, follow us at Black Ambition Prize across all social media handles. So on Instagram, you'll see some information about some of our founders and some of the things that they're doing. Huge access to opportunity and community as well. And then personally with me, I am on Instagram as well. You can connect with me. It's just Shakia Kegler Gray across all social mediums as well. So I look forward to connecting with you all as well.
Shakia, remind them of the deadline so they know the urgency of getting connected.
Thank you. Okay, so the application deadline is May 2nd. We are a week out, okay? You have to get these applications in. I'm also hosting Ask Me Anything sessions on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. If you need access to that link, if you're listening, you need access to it, don't worry, we can get that to you as well. Ask Me Anything sessions. If you're on and working on that application and you're like, oh, I just need help, hop on. We're gonna get through it together. But the deadline is May 2nd. May 2nd, y'all.
Look, we know as veterans, we get short notices sometimes. So I know you ladies know how to get in here and get it done, because we're talking about from $20,000 to $100,000. So this is not a game that you don't want to be in, because you can't win if you're not in it. And the only reason why you won't be in it is because you haven't done what you need to do. Now, if you want to connect with BWEC, it is easy peasy. Reach out to us at veteran, singular, women, plural, EC, and you can just put at, and all of our stuff will come up. Our website, which is .org, all of our social media, from LinkedIn to Facebook to Instagram to even TikTok. Everything you need will be under Veteran Women SEC. So just hit at and get connected. As Shakia said, sign up for our newsletter or just follow us on your favorite social media platform. But you won't know about these resources if you're not connected. So I cannot encourage you enough to get connected.
I love it, ladies. Well, I am so thankful for the both of you. You shared so many gems today, so many resources. As we've been saying this entire time, there is no excuses not to tap in. So they gave you a list of deadlines. They gave you a list of websites, social media. They gave you all the information, so make sure you plug it in. But with that being stated, if you are listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of What's Good Podcast, and we will see you guys next time.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.